You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Productions, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
This is LaVie. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is LaVie, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? Radio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is LaVie. I'm LaVie, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. I had an opportunity to think about you over the holiday season. I've had an opportunity to think about you for a year. I've had the opportunity to speak with you and bring to the table new friends for you to glean information. I want to tell you my purpose and my passion. Here we go. I want you to know that you have available information, products, resources, expression, your expression. You can do that at 1-877-932-9766. I want you to know that you can call in here and get this information. It would be from the web. You have books, you have tapes, you have tools, you have bells, whistles, and divine words. You have products, teas, plants, aromas, whatever it is you need. You have resources. There are researchers, therapists, physicians, healers, and teachers. And again, you have your perfect self-expression. I want you to know what you're dealing with This is LaVie. I want you to know what's being done to you. I want you to know you're being tracked from cradle to crypt. You're being evaluated and then manipulated. Those who object are cut down or cut out. I want you to know that you're being deceived. And by whom? I want you to know that your children and elders mean nothing to them. I want you to know that you look them in the face every day and they look at you. Even as you sleep, they are at work, steps ahead to continue their agenda. You are a source of entertainment on every level of your life. Your very lives are chessboard pieces. You're being played. This is LaVie is here for you so that you can get past this and continue in your progress. With us is Stacy Wiggins. Stacy is an alpha biotics practitioner. Is that the right word?
That is the right word.
Now, I asked Stacy to come because, again, my passion for getting this information to you is very important to me, and he agreed. We want to talk about the superfoods. You know, for a year, one whole year, I dedicated my time and energy to be sure that you could have any information you need. And one of the things that I kept getting was the same message. Especially during the holiday season, it hit home pretty well. And I want to share that with you. And Stacy, I want you to help me out. You see, I get a little upset whenever I think about the message that I had seen over and over again. I believe that the Creator put our bodies together in a most wonderful manner, perfect in every way for that which you are here to do and be. And yet the messages kept coming across that you're not good enough. That's not good enough. It should be this way. Stacy, there were no chestnuts roasting in my house during the holidays. He's laughing. He's got the most beautiful smile. There were none. Were there some at your house?
No, none made it through the door.
Okay. Did Santa come down the chimney?
He wouldn't have fit. No, he did not. I did not see Santa.
I didn't have a chimney.
Hmm.
however, fireplace and that. So where I'm going with this is this. As I continue to think about my friends who we've had here at the table, they came here with messages that said, none of that is really real. None of it is as important as your body. And then I was talking with a mechanic, and that's where we're going with these superfoods.
Okay.
The mechanic said, you know, people will spend more money and quickly for their vehicles than they will take care of their bodies. They think it's okay to spend a certain amount of money for a gidget or a gadget on that car or that whatever that thing is, but they will not take that same money or a little less or even a little more and go see you, Stacy, for treatment, or go see a physician for a question about a lump or a bump that's not been there all their lives. They won't get their teeth fixed. And my understanding by one of our friends here at the table is that your teeth can make a difference in your health overall. It can influence your health directly, heart, liver, everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm going to use the analogy of a car, and you help me, and anyone who knows anything about a car, you can call me and talk to me about a car, and then we'll see how these superfoods fit, and let's see if we can get your car running, or running better, or as they say sometimes, a very well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
So let's start. Ooh, I have the most wonderful reference. It's a book called The Doctor's Book of Food Remedies. There are thousands of books out there. I had to like go through all of these and just say which one. I decided to choose this one at this time. However, there will be others because there's so many wonderful people doing the work that needs to be done. Stacey, what is it you're most passionate about right this minute, considering
right this
my
minute.
Attitude? And I have an attitude right
yes,
now.
Yes, I love it. It's the dumbing down of our culture and all the different aspects, all the different ways that that has occurred in order for us to not learn about who we are, to appreciate who we are, and most importantly, love who we are. Because if you love yourself to a high degree or any degree, you would not do the things that we are currently doing in this world. So it's a perfect example. One of the universal laws is, as is above, so is below. As is on the outside, so is on the inside. So our outer world is really expressing a lot of turmoil, a lot of war, a lot of isms. In our inner world, we're exploring cancer at the most highest rates. We're exploring all these diseases at the most highest rates. And it's like, we need to take a look at this. You know, what's this picture saying?
Well, some of us are looking, and we still are not responding. They're not mad. I just wonder what it's going to take to get mad. Or not mad sounds very bad, doesn't it? Make a change.
Okay.
Here's a perfect example.
If you feel good today, you wake up, I'm not going to make a change today because you are not made uncomfortable. I call it a human dynamic that when you are made uncomfortable or when your life is on the line, I think I better make a change. Or, cancer, I'll stop smoking cigarettes. So you have to get to that edge of the cliff before you're like, let's take a look at this and analyze it.
Let's go one step further because I know diabetics who know they're diabetics, take medication for diabetes, injections for diabetes, and will reach for that cola of some kind, soft drink if you want. They will reach for the candy bars. They go to your friendly neighborhood stores and pick up candy in bulk. And then they'll look for a diet something to drink. I think that's just that sends me straight.
I know.
So I want to help with those people who are actually doing that. That's insane.
Yes.
And then they go to the doctor on a regular to get their prescription drugs. Yeah. That will continue to help, supposedly help with the diabetic situation. That's insane.
Yes. You cannot drug yourself back to health.
Sure.
However,
you may be set up already. See?
Well, you will be warming up. However, the only claim that could be made about healing is from the drug industry. You know, if you claim that walnuts can help you lower your cholesterol, you're making a health claim, and they'll come and shut you down.
Well, I mentioned earlier about being shut down. Those who object to this behavior, this process, they get shut down or out,
yes.
Literally.
Yes.
Literally. My understanding was the vitamin industry got attacked really hard.
Absolutely.
So, because people are actually paying attention to taking their vitamins, and they're starting to feel better. This is what I want to do right here. I want to talk about Getting Down to Earth with Earth Jello. Getting Down to Earth broadcasts live every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I brought that up because this is the time when we're going to get down to earth. I want to know why folks are okay with letting these things happen. And the more I questioned it, the deeper the rabbit hole got to be, as that term goes in that mm-hmm. little poem. So now we're looking at who's writing the checks for the mess that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Who's saying that it's okay to talk about a cocaine user? However, we get our fixes every week, every month at the grocery store with white sugar and salt that is addictive.
Oh, absolutely.
So who's doing this? Well, I had to ask the big somebody in my mm-hmm. life, the Most High, the Creator, because he has all the answers, and he says we're calling it big business for respect for anybody else. But it's big business. And I heard you say once in a conversation we had, greed is the root of that. True.
Greed is the root of that.
Yes.
In big business.
Big business.
Yeah.
Big business allows. I mean,
how can we
have hunger in a world where we throw away food?
Right.
How can we have poverty when there's so much waste?
Absolutely. How can there be abundance everywhere and within us, but we're not able to tap into it? We have to be trained out of it. We have to have been taught since a very young age how to deny your wisdom, deny the Most High, that spirit that is within you.
Right.
Because we're just downloaded into this most fabulous body. So we have to be denied this relationship in order to believe and do some of the things that are crazy.
Okay, now you said we have to untrain. So who trained us?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Who trained us? Now this is what I got, because we're going to get to the superfoods, because there's lists and lists and lists of them. And I want you to be sure that when you start to work on your car, that you'll know what it is to use for each piece of that car, with each piece of your body, which aspect of that. You see, what bothered me during this time of mega commercials and overeating, and I don't care about your overeating. If that's what you want to do, I'm not here to police you. I'll simply show you what's happening to you. So I'm telling you now, I had the most wonderful piece of pecan pie that ever hit the earth. And I have to do a little something about that to compensate for what I did. However, I got to paying attention to how that sugary thing was so tasty. Why so addictive? You know, I could, one piece, yeah. Whole pie? No. No. Then there's the starches, the pastas, the sauces. And our friend here at This Is Libby, Angela Scipio, who is a raw food strategist, she says, because it's addictive and because we've been taught, you know, that this is okay. You can't even eat real food unless it's got something on it. If it doesn't have something on it, it doesn't taste good, because we've been shown that it doesn't taste good with just coming out of the ground, wash it off, and
right.
cut it up and put it on the plate. So I'm still wanting to know, how can we get to this place, Stacy, where I am no longer content with what's being done to me? I'm just no longer content with that. Is that a mindset?
It's an awakening, yeah, mindset.
Oh.
There's a little, let me see if we can run through this real quick.
Yeah.
A little thing that I do for a lot of people to help them wake up to how many toxins they're dealing with in their daily life. I said, okay, before you get out of bed, before you even wake up into this daily toxic, you know, analysis,
mm-hmm.
you're sleeping in a bed that's probably got, you know, a lot of dust and dust mites, so that's a possible allergen. You wake up, you take a shower. Shower probably is chlorinated water. You're washing your hair with products that have some well, some ingredients in there that should not be in there that can actually affect your health, your brain health, your vision. Then you get out of the shower, you put a little underarm deodorant, and that could have aluminum in it.
It does.
Then you put something on your hair or your face that may have something else in it that is
that makes your brain glow on X-ray.
So you possibly put some clothes on that came from the the cleaners that, you know, use chemicals.
It has a chemical to irritate the skin.
So you get outside and you got chemtrails. Look up. What are those clouds? No, those aren't clouds. Those are geoengineering. Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds tasty.
Deep breath.
Mm-hmm. So that's another exposure, okay? So you have chemical exposures. You have electromagnetic exposures. You got a cell phone, don't you? We have kids carrying cell phones today, which is insane.
It's another form of insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you are exposed to it's unbelievable amount of toxic exposures throughout the day. So what are you going to do to offset this? Eat some crap? Oh, no.
Well, it tastes good.
Yeah. Well, that's where the power foods come into play, because you are in today's society, you're not given a break. So you better look for things that are going to allow you to participate, to step up to the plate and play ball.
The literal plate.
Yes.
The plate of
your life in front
of you. In front of you with your fork, knife, and spoon.
Yeah.
Well, I do want us to get started on some of the superfoods, but there's something that's bothering me.
Okay.
This bothers me that we allow ourselves to continue. Is it because we're addicted? Are the substances we're eating addictive? Like a canned vegetable has sugar.
Right.
Unless it's raw, and you can be sure that it's raw, your canned foods probably have sugar.
Yep, and salt.
Mm-hmm. So if you think that you're not eating sugar and salt, you're mistaken. Who decided to do that? This is deceit. This is conspiracy. I am I can't help myself right now. There's no way that I could continue to have a conversation with all of my friends here at the table and not bring it out that you're being deceived.
Absolutely. But in this process of waking up, your power, my power, is the next step we do. Do we continue to participate in that game, or do we make a left turn and say, I'm going to buy organic, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do something that's going to raise my either consciousness, raise my personal health, raise my awareness to, hey, if I want to stick around here a little bit longer, I need to wake up and decide, you know, what I want to do, what changes need to be made.
It is a decision.
It's a decision.
Now, I know that at the beginning of every year, people make resolutions.
Yep.
I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Because they have a goal at the end of this thing that they've set up, this menu, this agenda that they've set up. My concern is it something that sets you up for failure? And then, of course, if you fail, what do? You go back to the old way.
Sure.
Get back into the same cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're it could be as quick as 2 weeks or as long as 6 months. But you'll find yourself back at the table saying, like people who decide not to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go for months and don't smoke. Then one issue surfaces and then they smoke. I don't smoke, so I don't get it.
I don't smoke either, so I can't really, help you with that.
I know there's an addictive component. Yeah. I know that. I understand that. But you know that you're addicted.
Mm-hmm.
You've stopped. You've been successful 3 days, 5 days, 6 weeks, doesn't matter how long.
Right.
And then that one something, that one trigger.
Okay.
And you've picked up the cigarette. You've picked up the candy bar. Sometimes, without thinking, you'll pick up that piece of candy and pop it in your mouth before you realize it. Or you'll say, oh, what the heck? And you'll drink a soft drink where you were drinking water and fresh lemon and water.
Right.
But I want people to understand that there's a reason why you're doing this. What is it?
I don't know the reason. Here's some things going through my head. Self-punishment. Okay, I'm not worthy. I don't matter.
Well, we get that. We get that through the media, right?
Yeah. But that's being expressed in that moment, in that action, that activity. If I love myself and appreciate myself, then I would want to do things that would help raise my or maintain a good level of health. But if my health is low, and it's not, I'm saying, just because you don't love yourself and you have bad health, you know, are the two things. Or maybe I am. I have to explore that as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
So self-exploration is part of this healing process, because I'm all about the healing thing.
Yes.
Let me just say this to you, that TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. Now stay right there. There's a reason why you're doing what you're doing. Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beat. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for a quality educational child care program, the Neighborhood House is now enrolling children ages 6 weeks to 10 years of age. The hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. until 6 o'clock p.m. Services include nutritional meals, exposure trips, educational activities for kindergarten readiness, developmental and health screenings, and quarterly parent meetings. The Neighborhood House Child Care Program is accredited by the National Association for the Education of Young Children. The Neighborhood House can be reached at 614-252-4941.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. It's the world's greatest radio. This is Libby. I'm Libby. And this is radio the way it should be heard. You may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. And joining us at the table is Stacy Wiggins. You see, Stacy practices Alpha Biotics, and we're going to let him tell us a little bit about Alpha Biotics. I'm most intrigued with where we meet God. And we're also talking about the superfoods. So far, I've let you know that I'm very passionate about the fact that we have issues surrounding our health that may not be our own idea, that somebody else has fed that to us. You know, I am on an anti-sucking campaign. You ever heard of that? Let me tell you a little bit about that. You see, we spend a lot of dollars on things that are not necessarily good for us. We spend a lot of time considering concepts that are not our own. We're being fed constantly that we are not good enough. That's not good enough. Your hair is not good enough. Your teeth aren't straight enough. They're not white enough. And use these products and this will happen and that will happen. And then as we get older and older, we find that there are more problems coming around. It's probably because of a habit or some practice we've used that was not our own concept. You know, to look like your grandmother with all those moles on your body, it's not a bad thing. It's just something that came from being the granddaughter of that woman or man. There's nothing wrong with having a little extra muscle on a woman, the better to squeeze you with, my dear. Stacy, I could go on with this one, but the anti-sucking campaign, in my mind, is working for me. I don't adhere to a lot of the things that are considered normal. I'm trying to, and I will, complete making changes so that my body will run like a well-oiled machine. What do you?
Excellent. Well, the new normal is something that, you know, is nothing to aspire to in the first place.
Be nice. Okay. Not on my show. You be as mean and nasty as you want. If it will compel someone to at least take a look at what's going on to them, with them, by them, for them, through them,
You could kind of peel back, or as they say, take the curtains back and see what's going on behind the scenes and why it is and why we're having such a rough and tough time. We are designed as beautiful, wonderful human beings, and why should we not be having a beautiful, wonderful experience?
Don't know.
It should be, that's our natural state, and we're far from this natural state, which gives me into the alphabiotics thing.
Well, tell us just a little about, you know, I don't want to know just a little. I want to know everything about alphabiotics.
We are out of balance, and that imbalance is very easy to physically demonstrate. One shoulder high, one hip high, one side strong, one side weak. To the degree that that occurs is the degree that your brain is out of sync, one brain hemisphere being a little more overpowered than the other side. Well, that's being overly stressed, okay? Now it's your body showing it, and we know it comes from, starts from the brain. So in simple terms, alphabiotics reduces the stress in the brain, brings your body back to a balanced state, to a normal state, to where you, oh my God, you start to breathe deeper, you start to relax your muscles, everything calms down, you stand up straight, posture's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Life comes at you in a much more gentle way because you're in an alpha state. Your brain is not on guard, you're not on defense, you're in a healing state.
Mm-hmm.
So you're more patient, you're more you're breathing.
You're a real nice person, huh?
Yeah. You're not out there trying to hate people.
No, you don't try to, but, you know, let a car pull in front of you on the wrong day.
And when you're balanced, you breathe. You realize that that person has more challenges than you have, and, you know, let them on their way.
Mm-hmm.
Help them. Don't hinder them. Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you for that. Please tell us, where do we meet God? Please tell. Well, that's what I call it.
Well, it's in the base of the base of the brain. That's pretty much, come on, where's that? The neocortex is the outer covering of the brain.
Right.
Yes. That's where we communicate with God.
With the divine.
Yes, with the divine. God's voice was at the other aspect of the brain that I'm trying to think of.
Yes.
The Abdullah Oblongata.
Yes, that's pretty nicely done. It sounds like music, you know?
Right, when you can sing.
That's music to somebody's ears right now, because that's, if that in fact, the way the Creator designed it, is where you can meet and get your divine guidance, then your life is certainly going to go a whole lot better. And then I was speaking with someone about our hair, you know, and of course, with our hair, it's supposed to represent an antenna in a sense.
Yeah.
So that we can, in fact, connect, make the connection. Even if your hair is cut short, it's the presence of hair.
Mm-hmm.
That makes the connection, and not how long.
Does not that spiral represent or remind you of the DNA?
Yes, it does.
Yes
it does. Mm-hmm. It certainly does. And, of course, if you're using things on your hair that would dummy you out, mm-hmm. is that was the word we used before?
Dummy down.
Dummy down. Dummy out, down, it don't same matter. Dummy is dummy. And the bottom line is your connection is cut off.
Yep.
So... Don't just help a sister out.
Okay.
I want to talk about those superfoods. There are a list of them.
All right.
And I want to get started by the first one that you want to bring before I tell you all about this little special thing I've got. I saved it for about right now. Just give me one.
Let me
right
come
now.
Out right out the gate with everyone or every culture back in the day has used some type of food that was fermented. That
right.
Fermentation involved bacteria. Healthy, beneficial bacteria.
All right.
Today we know it as yogurt or lactobacillus. We may know some terms, but it's not so much as a food that maybe you can do as a supplement, but you must get a lot of friendly bacteria in your digestive system. Why? Because your digestive system, first off, is 27 feet long, okay?
Yes,
that's a wall.
I remember that.
All right. And it is a system within a system, so the numbers of bacteria that are in your body, you're outnumbered 10 to 1. And so you need to make sure that these are symbiotic bacteria, not negative.
All right. Well, now this is what I want to share with you since we're talking about superfoods and protection. As parents, you know, we try to do everything right for our children. We baby-proof our homes, we put our kids in car seats, and we learn what to do in an emergency. Yet many parents never suspect that thousands of children are being poisoned by lead paint in their own homes. Lead poisoning causes permanent learning and behavioral disorders, and the culprit is usually dust from peeling or chipping lead paint. If you have young children, watch out for damaged paint and repair it immediately. For more information, call 1-800-424-LEAD, L-E-A-D. That's what I wanted to share. It was on my mind. I had to do that thing. But, Stacy, if yogurt is something we need, can you name something else we need? There's a list.
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to start out with, if you have a digestive system that is set upright, then you can digest most wonderfully most any food. Even the bad foods you can process better. But if you throw something down the, you know, digestive system and it's not set up right, then you're not utilizing it at its full potential.
Okay, so let's get to some of these wonderful superfoods. Would you tell me about moringa?
I would say I'd start out right with that one.
Moringa
is
yes.
a wonderful plant that actually originated in Africa. It's grown in India, North or South America. And it is, according to the latest studies and Nature's Show, the most densely nutritious plant currently on this earth. It has a wonderful profile of amino acids, 8 essentials, and I think up to about 20 amino acids. So people who are vegetarians, one of the greatest challenges, they don't get enough amino acids. That's the perfect answer for that. It has high levels of vitamin A, C, and E, and zinc. It's just, it's a superfood.
Okay. Where can I get moringa? Because I've never heard of it here. Just, you know, go to a health food store and get that.
There are distributors. There are, you can probably go online and try to, you know, get some. But I would caution you that, you know, good moringa will give you great results. And then medium to poor moringa will probably give you medium to poor results.
I think that's what the... That's a chance we take with most anything when you're trying to improve.
Yes.
Hey, this is Libby, and somebody is with us. Whitaker? Yes?
Yes, it is.
Well, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I am good. Why don't you tell me what's on your mind? This is Libby.
Well, Libby, I'd like to say I have had the opportunity of knowing Stacy for quite a long time. As a matter of fact, I had an auto accident. I had a broken pelvis and 6 broken ribs, and Stacy was learning the art of alphabiotics at that time, and he had a chance to practice on me, and I owe him my ability now to walk without any problems. I have had the opportunity to regain my health, and I owe it to Stacy and his knowledge, and I wanted to thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Nice. Now, I am most interested in healing. I'm really not interested in being treated anymore. So tell me a little bit about those breaks, and what else did you use other than alphabiotics? Tell me more.
Well, Stacy has always been a practitioner of the healing arts, and I as well have studied that, and we were able to use the things we heard from Dr. Sabi as far as the healing arts from a number of people, from aloe vera to other kinds of different products. The L-arginine, Stacy has been an innovator in many of the product lines that have now become a standard. He's been one of the forefronts.
And we need to talk about L-arginine, too.
Well, let's just do it right now. You know this is Libby. We're going to do it right now.
Yeah. Huge, huge healing potential. It allows your bones to mend, your skin, your cartilage to mend so much faster. I believe, Jim, were you on that product at the time?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I have to get some more, so please get back with me.
I certainly will.
Well, this is the thing I learned about L-arginine. It gets into the body and literally dissolves plaque in the blood vessels.
Yes.
It is my understanding, and this was a conversation I had had with Deb Berg on another day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hear that conversation with Deb Berg and I, you can certainly go to Talktainment Radio's homepage and go to programs, get to my page, This is Libby, and then Click in there and you'll see where there's a conversation with her. She's very, very, very well, well versed about L-arginine. She also told us when she was on here at the table, she says that not only does L-arginine go into the body and helps to make the blood vessels pliable, but it dissolves the plaque away and that scar that was created in the first place by the bad behavior that we have is healed. Blood pressure goes down, mm-hmm. sugars go down, mm-hmm. an overall sense of well-being takes place. And if you mix that with carnitine, mm-hmm. familiar with carnitine, Whitaker?
Somewhat, yes.
All right, carnitine also works with L-arginine. And if you don't have blood pressure issues, now you don't have to use those medications that give you the side effects. And so on, so we'll call arginine another superfood. You mentioned aloe vera, Whitaker.
Yes.
So how did you use aloe vera? Did you juice it?
Stacy was one of the individuals that was instrumental in helping bring aloe vera into the Columbus area.
What? You're so modest, Stacy.
Jim,
as a matter of fact, it was the first product that was the whole leaf cold pressed aloe that came out that revolutionized aloe vera, and as you know, aloe has been shown, Ace Manin, it's an extract of aloe, has been shown to heal different conditions. There's proof that it reduced the cancer in, what was it, liver cancer or something that mm-hmm. end stage.
Which actually leads into, let me interrupt you here, to the glyconutrients. And that's another superfood. Glyconutrients, if you've heard a product called from Manitech, that's their flagship. These sugars, and we all think sugars are bad for you. These sugars actually help to stimulate and to regulate your immune system to be a super performing immune system. They have an outrageous healing performance.
So how do you think that would influence someone who has the AIDS virus or the herpes virus or any other kind of virus that's very, very...
The greatest help for them. To get up...
Whitaker, I try to be very, very, very nice. But you know what? Sometimes a person will just make me have to say, shut up!
Well, Stacy has been on the front line for a long time. I know that some of the things that Dr. Sabe was saying about maintaining the balance in your body as a pH is the key, keeping the proper pH. That was one of the things that Stacy maintained and began to talk about how you can do that with water. I have a very good friend of mine by the name of Nomo X that he was able to actually save his life because of the things that he was able to help him with. So I give a lot of credit to Stacy, so thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, that's why we have him here. I said we'd have teachers, practitioners, healers, whoever and whomsoever it takes to get us to a place of success in our health. I'm talking about healing now. I'm not talking about treatment. Someone explained it to me, Whitaker and Stacy, and all of you here at the table, that our professional people, the physicians, nurses, therapists, and those people in the medical field, Western, they are what are called those who fix things. They are marvelous at fixing things, treating things. However, my interest is healing things. You've heard of Jesus the Christ, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so Jesus the Christ would ask someone, do you want to be healed? I used to wonder why he would do that.
Nah.
But if you really, really wanted to be healed, you know, now you're talking about negating a disease entity that you've lived with as a good friend. You know, you can't have that conversation with somebody else if it's not there. So the healing is more interesting to me now. I want to see people... I want to hear testimonies that say, I'm done. So let me do this because this is important. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, is on the move with your smartphone or tablet device. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and check out the blogs and podcasts. Listen live and participate at 1-877-932-9766. Hey, superfoods for super bodies with super results. Stay right there on TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's coming up next.
Coming soon.
An amazing collaboration.
The new Jane TV Radio, powered by TalkTainmentRadio.com. The fall lineup is here. Check out the Sports Connection. These gorgeous ladies talk about everything from athletes, scores, schedules, gossip, and of course, the boys. And don't forget He Said, She Said. Yes, it's exactly what you think. Plus, many more shows. Tune in and don't miss out on the exciting new programs brought to you by Jane TV Radio, powered by TalkTainmentRadio.com. Stay tuned.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. Stack their desks one atop the other, and it's a pile more than 17,000 feet high. Go to boostup.org and learn how you can help. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is Salif Diarra, a local health worker in a remote village in Mali, West Africa. This is Mori, a child who survived malaria because of Salif's efforts. This is Bintu, a grateful mother, one of many in Salif's village. This is you, becoming part of the story. Help local health workers like Salif make the good go even further. Visit goodgoes.org to see the many ways you can help. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion, real-life Shaq's mechanism. Ya, 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 ya.
That's Kill O'Neal for Rat. It's not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Libby. I'm Libby. And with me is Stacy Wiggins, Alpha Bionics Practitioner. And Whitaker is with us on the phone. And you are with us at the table. Call here, 1-877-932-9766. Share your success stories. We're talking about superfoods. We're talking about foods that the Creator made to address every single thing, every single issue we could possibly have. Moringa. Is it macaw? Maca? Maca. Yeah. Such a pretty word.
Yeah.
I make up my own word. Maca. Yeah. Tell me about maca.
That is associated with the, I can't remember the name of the fruit that we have. It's not a fruit. Anyway, it's grown in the Andes, and it's 14,000 feet high. It is a superfood for the reasons of being able to balance male and female hormonal systems.
Don't we need that?
We all need that.
Whitaker, are you balanced?
Yes, I am balanced.
I'm messing with you now. You know that. You came to the table. You're wide open for Libby to mess with you. You know how much money is actually being made because people are not balanced when it comes to male and female issues?
Oh, it's huge. Well, that's the whole medical system. The medical system is just making money that's just... it's unheard of.
Well, I'm not even going to blame the medical system. There's somebody behind the system that is facilitating this action. Do you agree with me or disagree, Whitaker?
Well, I would certainly agree. If you look out here and watch the chemtrails every time it rains, you'll agree that somebody is behind it because I wouldn't have all of the spraying going on and all of the things going on if I was in control.
Well, I tell you what, in this little reference book that I have, and Stacy and I both have wonderful reference books, so we're going to share these with everybody. This says bees for the brain. That would be the vitamin B's for the brain. And the reference says that the B vitamins are being investigated for ways to treat Alzheimer's disease. You see, the body uses a B vitamin to help maintain that protective covering on the nerves. And the maintenance chemicals or manufacturer of chemicals that the nerves use to communicate. And you know, when somebody has Alzheimer's, they're not able to make the connection, as we would say. So good sources of B vitamins would be, and it says here, pork, sunflower seeds, and enriched grain products. B12 has to be some turkey or chicken livers or lamb, and seafood like steamed clams and tuna and sardines. But if you're not interested in eating that, you know, there are other ways that you can get your B vitamins. Sometimes it is as simple as going to the health food store and getting it sublingual. You can just throw it under your tongue for 30 seconds and tastes pretty good. And you don't have to fool with the meat if you're not a meat eater. And what I want to say to you is that for every disease entity, there is an answer in the plant world. Correct, Stacy?
Absolutely.
Do you have one from your reference?
Well, actually, I wanted to give a reference back to Dr. Sabe.
Okay.
He produced an article, I believe, in 1998, and he had ran against the New York court system and proved, in fact, that he cured AIDS.
What?
He brought over...
Whoa. No. We cannot slide over there. Whitaker,
right.
Hold on.
Right.
Are you holding on?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you believe this?
Actually, Mr. Whitaker is the one that gave me the information first.
Okay, you guys have to talk to me. You know that. Mr. Whitaker?
Yes.
Tell me, did what Stacy just said, is that so? Is there a cure for AIDS?
Yes, there is.
Excuse me? Don't make me say shut up. Okay, shut up. What are you talking about? There are people who are suffering and dying with this disease entity. They're living with it for years. They can't have normal, so-called normal lives because they have to take medication, they have to go through pain, ache, and suffering, then they have to go through that thing that society does to them, so now they're not as good. Are you, Mr. Whitaker, is there a cure for AIDS?
Well, let me say it this way. I went to two presentations that Dr. Sabe had, one in Maryland and the other in Chicago. I was the only one to videotape his presentation. During his presentation, he was able to let us know that he had gone to court in New York because they were prosecuting him for practicing medicine without a license because he purported to be able to cure AIDS and other diseases. The prosecutor had 77 witnesses to come in for Dr. Sabe with all of their documentation to prove that their conditions were, in fact, cured because they had the before and after medical results. And with that, Dr. Sabe was then exonerated from those charges. And I was able to have that on video. I brought that back and shared it with a number of individuals. Then we began to study how AIDS was developed. And if you'll go on YouTube and look up the information from Dr. Robert Stracker, the Stracker memorandum on YouTube, you'll see that AIDS was developed and designed and deployed as a biological agent. And the news of it, anything that could cure it has been suppressed. And that's why you don't have these natural remedies being brought forth, because anyone that does or tries to is suppressed. But yes, there are natural remedies to any virus or any of these diseased entities. Perhaps maybe not the ones they're still creating, but the ones that are naturally formed, they are susceptible to other entities, other forms of treatment. In fact, I don't know if you're familiar with the 50 years of suppression. What was it? The cure for cancer. It was by, what was his name?
Help us out. Help us out.
Let's see. His name was...
don't worry about it. When it comes back to you...
Gerson was or... let's see here.
Well, here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. Think about his name while I tell you...
Well, here it is. I got it right here. I got my book right here.
Good. I'm glad.
The Cancer Cure That Worked, 50 Years of Suppression, written by Barry Lyons, L-Y-N-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, it's called the Rife, R-I-F-E, Report.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, that was written right around 1935. and they developed a machine that uses electrical impulses to kill the virus. The viruses are crystalline in structure, and if you, like a singer, can take a glass and shatter that glass with a note,
right?
Well, those same vibrations can be used to shatter the crystalline structure of various viruses, and he was able to identify about 50 different entities that was able to create a frequency that would then modulate at that same frequency of the virus and kill it. They were able to prove that, and that was 50 years ago. There's all kinds of cures that have come around and that have been suppressed, but the information that you can find on YouTube, Dr. Stracker, the Stracker Memorandum, will give you an insight into what actually occurred. And then Dr. Sabi, S-A-B-I, I believe is probably has a website up. You can look there, and he may have some information on his company and his product.
See, now this is what I'm talking about. For you who are here with me at the table, be with me here every Monday at 6 p.m. because people like Mr. Whitaker and Stacy Wiggins, they're here. They're here to let you know that there's hope for you. There's answers for you. Basil, stuff you have in your cabinet. Basil. Now there's basil, and then there's holy basil.
Yes.
You want to know the difference and get started. This is what I got, the little bit I got on basil. Basil's ability to prevent cancerous changes was linked not to one particular compound in the herb, but instead to several compounds working together, researchers speculated. Tell me about basil, Stacy.
Well, actually, it's holy basil that I wanted to speak of.
Well, holy is all right with me. Yeah, I like holy. Yeah.
This is an herb that's from India, and it has been found to help calm your brain, calm the activity, the stress response that you have, whether it's a physical stress, something hit you or, you know, something jumped in front of you, or whether it's a stress that would be mental. It actually helps reduce the cortisol response.
All right, tell us about cortisol.
Okay, that's the stress hormone. When you are under heavy-duty stress, your body produces more of this, which makes you gain more weight.
Now you're talking about a whole other industry with a bazooty of money, and they're making tons of money, and we can take a little bait. Holy basil.
Holy basil.
Mr. Whitaker, make a sister.
Hold on.
Calm me down.
you've heard of the COX-2 inhibitor?
Go ahead.
Okay. The COX-2 inhibitor is the thing I believe some drugs try to do in order to reduce the stress against the heart.
Well, now we're talking the heart industry.
Yeah, that natural holy basil. It helps the body deal with stress in physical, chemical, and also spiritual ways. Your brain, your mind, is much more at ease, much more calm. You're more centered. You're less able to be, you know, someone pushing your button. You're better able to respond as opposed to react.
Okay. Take a deep breath. I'm kind of ticked off.
Yeah.
I really am.
Right now.
There's some folks who are suffering right now because somebody is withholding information on, you know, Mr. Whitaker, have you ever had any experience with a granny who will go into her cupboard and pull out a poultice or create a substance and rub it on the body or give it to you? You know, like they used to give us Vic Salve, you know, do not ingest, and we were stuffed with that stuff. And the person comes out all right. They got a scar, you know, where there was a time, there was an incident. And that somebody old, elder, wise, found something like basil, an old tobacco, cured tobacco. Have you ever had any of those experiences, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I do remember my grandmother making up the asafoetida tobacco.
The what?
Put that around her neck or...
What was it called? Say it again. I needed to hear.
Best I can pronounce it.
Yeah.
That's about as far back as I can remember.
And what happened? She put it around your neck.
Yeah.
Why? What was wrong with you?
Some cold or something. I'm not sure.
Stacy is laughing here. We always do a visual for everyone. He can't stop grinning because he knows you're telling the truth. So now.
I'm also grinning with that Vicks thing. I've had that pretty much everywhere, too.
Yeah, and they tell you don't ingest Vicks. It's on the bottle. Do not ingest. And my mama used to take it with her finger and give it to you. You had to eat it. Your eyes watered. Your nose opened up. You were running. Your nose was running. Start coughing, clearing out your throat. Next thing you know, next morning, you were feeling better.
And you didn't want to go through that again.
Well, okay, Mr. Whittaker, now I'm going to ask you both, because, see, this is a super food. Do you remember castor oil?
Oh, yeah.
Very well.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to go there?
That's something we should go.
We should go there.
We need to return.
Go there. That's somewhere we should not go.
Okay, well, you know, I have friends who have that history, those memories of castor oil, because after you eat a humongous meal, after you've gone through a holiday season, Halloween, or anywhere where you have great big eating, mama always, or grandmama always, gave you a spoon of castor oil, because she said it would clean you out.
Right.
So, do you think, are there any superfoods that we can use that would do that, that do not taste as bad as castor oil?
Well, as soon as I mention it, you're going to think taste as bad. Seafoods.
What?
Seaweeds, rather. Yeah.
Oh, I love seaweed.
Yeah.
Seaweed is a humongous superfood.
Oh, it is. It is. It's one of the most densely nutritious foods on this planet.
Densely nutritious, and then we had the oil spill, and that killed it out, and now we're depending on big business.
Well, hold on. Mushrooms clean up oil spills. Do you know that mushrooms can clean up oil spills and break down radioactivity?
No.
Yeah. Mushrooms are so cool that when you eat them, they do not stimulate your immune system. They help regulate your immune system. So if your immune system, say, like it needs some Ninja Warriors, boom, you got some. If your immune system needs General Patton's army, boom, it has some, because mushrooms were there to supply the base raw material.
So should we eat them raw? Because a lot of us like them cooked.
Cook them.
Don't know.
A variety, because all of them give... They have certain benefits. It's like each one has their own dossier of their benefits to your body.
Name the one for me right now.
Reishi, shiitake, maitake.
The big one. Portobello. Yes, portobello. Mr. Whittaker, do you have some information you want to share with us? A superfood that you can think of?
Well, two things that I cannot go without. The HSU Korean ginseng. It's the one product that I use for years. I've used the HSU Korean ginseng, and the other that I would like to get started again with is the product from Life Sources, the product that Montel uses that regulates his.
Oh, yes, I am aware. Yes, Montel is a wonderful, he does. He has a wonderful show on Living Well. So let me tell you this. All of you, I want to say thank you. Stacy, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
I need to do more superfoods.
Yep.
Be with me?
Yep.
Mr. Whittaker, you think you want to join us?
Well, I'm real busy, but when I have a chance to call in, I will do so.
I heard that. All right. TalkTainmentRadio.com is the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. This is LaVie. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is LaVie, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached?
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
You got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
I have a dream. Sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners. Will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.